Project Nerd fans, welcome to another episode of I'm Not Famous. I'm your host, Iggy, and guess what? I'm not famous. Joined with me, as always, is Carrie, who's also not famous.
The tip of the hat to you, sir.
In the same shirt he always wears.
No, it's always purple.
It's always purple. But we are joined by the most famous of famous with our episode today, the wonderful Mia.
Hi, I'm not really famous, though.
But after today, you will be.
But why we're here, why we're here today, is we're at the Tallgrass Film Festival. And we're talking with filmmakers about their films. And so Carrie Vinet. Sorry, it was French. I didn't know how to pronounce it.
Yes.
He made... Well, tell us a little bit about your film. It's from a strong perspective of where you really captured a young girl's place in this world, I guess would be a way to put it.
I mean, it's the emotional reaction every time I think about...
Mia's like so serious. Oh, yeah.
I've always wanted to take on the perspective of what it would be like as an adolescent female. And
this is so inspiring. No, please continue.
Listen.
I've always wanted to get that perspective, though, from a white male in his 30s.
I mean, who else would you get it from?
Right?
Who else
so
would you get it from?
So much to be gained.
It is. It's, it really spoke to me. I fight back the two. I said I wasn't going to do it. I said I wasn't going to do it.
You can cry on I'm Not Famous. You can cry on I'm Not Famous.
What a fun day. Day one.
So how many interviews have you guys done? Because I disappeared for a while for a movie.
I did the first two for sure. Then I think you did Thomas and you did The Company You Keep. I did 10 to 12.
We did 12 interviews today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Although Jeff just does get a lot of extra video files. By the way, our wonderful producer / fluffer off scene there.
Yes.
Dude, freaking sneaky Jesus.
Sneaky Jesus.
Came for us again.
So we have to explain it because if somebody Google searches sneaky Jesus.
No. They're going to come across so many times.
Does Kim know the story anyways? Because I want Kim to get the story from this.
Yes. I don't know who you're talking about, sir.
We're keeping your personal life personal?
Yes.
For when we get famous in Europe, because that's the next step, right?
Oh, for sure.
Or no, Japan, I'm sorry. It was famous in Japan.
Is it Japan? Oh, yay.
Because it was when we sat down with Dan for one of the previous episodes you will have seen.
Yes.
We discussed, it's currently I'm Not Famous, but it'd eventually be a little known or something like that. And then famous, but in Japan.
Correct.
And then, so it was the steps of evolving the seasons of the show. So it does.
It's going to be like, you're going to be that famous, like, oh, you're that person. You're like, of course. Because you obviously watch Project Nerd's podcast. Like, it's obvious why you know
you say that. Yeah. It's funny, but one of my favorite things really is, because, you know, it's something we all work on and we create and we all take a part of this and push it out there. So we want people to be entertained by what we're doing.
Absolutely. Yes.
So when we're out and people recognize the logo or know who we are is great. Even better is when you're just out in the world and you see a Project Nerd shirt walk by and you're like...
What?
Like, you don't even know what to do. Like,
but why would
awesome.
You have the shirt when you can have the amazing hat?
Okay, but I mean, the hat is order
now.
Dope.
Order now. Only $79.99 because it is Louis Vuitton.
Listen, they're all custom made.
They are actually custom made. They are custom made. But
wait, what is the actual price? Don't just say
We will tell you off air because if we give them too low of a price, if somebody wants to buy it, we need to jack that price up.
Oh.
So I can't give you the real price.
Oh.
I would say is there
guys.
A price too high for
a hat like this?
For
no.
For fashion?
No.
For fashion.
For this is the fall 2018 collection.
They're the ones who are talking about fashion while I'm sitting here with a lady bow. So I don't know if you guys really
first of all,
their
it's an ascot. It's an ascot. It's not a lady bow.
Watch your language on this episode, sir. Watch your language.
I try to keep it PG. I have not cussed in any interview.
I need to hear you a little better.
I was very nice all interviews. But Mia, going back, we'll get on track. Tallgrass, Film Festival day one.
What is this on track thing you're talking about?
Because there's alcohol, as you will find out.
Oh, so you're trying to wrap us up so you can get to the bar?
I do not have a drink in my hand. And it's very frustrating.
Oh, no.
Why did you tell them that? I was going to say, what in this episode is not like the others? Although they would have figured it out immediately. They're like, Carrie's not drunk.
Exactly.
Carrie's not drunk.
Oh, no.
Yes, that does happen.
And we're not talking about sniffing butts.
Listen.
Oh,
Sneaky Jesus. Snuck
it. Are we going to explain Sneaky
no.
Jesus?
No.
Carrie doesn't want to tell. I wanted to explain it, and this is how Kim learns about your Sneaky Jesus experience.
No. I feel like there needs to be a little mystique.
I do like, though, the fact that we've been, like, this 5 minutes of Sneaky Jesus, people are like, what the hell are they talking about?
Exactly.
Like, I need to know.
I mean, I feel like there's going to be a lot of Google searches, so it's definitely going to be trending.
We're that big. We're that big that we're going to put on trending. We're going to log on to Twitter the day this episode airs.
Absolutely.
And you're going to see it in the trending on Twitter.
That sounds great.
I mean, I feel like that's what it should be. That's how you get out Sneaky Jesus.
That's every day Sneaky Jesus is trending on Twitter. You just don't see it because he's sneaky.
Oh, of course.
Sneaky Jesus.
So sneaky. The sneakiest.
No, but Tallgrass day one.
Yes.
Tallgrass Film Festival in here, lovely, lovely Wichita.
Yes.
With no sarcasm. I have to clarify. People think I'm sarcastic. Wichita has been amazing.
Well, it is. Go ahead.
No, go.
I was just going to say it is. We talked in the one interview I did, and we talked a little about it. It's... You come here, you're like, we tell people we're going to Tallgrass Film Festival in Wichita, Kansas. And people are always like, in Wichita, Kansas? But you don't understand, like, this is a lot of filmmakers' favorite festival. And it's kind of sitting right here in October in the middle of the big festival season. Because, you know, the fall is the big festival season. Mm-hmm. You get some good movies that premiered here. I mean, there's movies like Any Given Sunday, other ones that are that big that have premiered here. Mm-hmm. Pam Grier was here this weekend getting an award. Oh, yeah. It's not a little thing. It's a big festival, and it's not in California, it's not in New York, it is in Wichita, and it's all like in walking distance downtown, so it's really cool.
Let me check out this amazing building they put us in. This
I keep
is
putting
awesome.
My I'm like, it's really cool, like, yeah. You gotta
no, but Mia, this is your first time at a film festival.
This is my very first time at a film
what did
festival.
You think you did most of the interviews today?
I did indeed.
You had some amazing talented writers, directors, producers.
Oh, for sure.
I think we learned a lot. What was your takeaway from today?
That this is the place to be. Not so much that it's, I'm trying to find the right way to phrase it, but just that there's no other...
Go ahead.
Really?
Go ahead.
That there's no other festival that's going to have the community and the bonds and and the relationships that form quite like Tallgrass.
And you felt that after, like, just... hours, right? Or
yeah,
being in
well, yeah, not even. And then on top of that, like, a couple of the directors and producers that I spoke to were like, yeah, come have a drink with us. And I was like, sure.
It's those experiences. It really is. And it's in years past, there's been times where we've walked in to watch a gala screening and they'd be like, oh, hey, the Project Nerd guys, why don't you just come up here on the balcony and sit with us, these film. And it's just it's the community part. But we talked about it. I was talking about the one volunteer that I do karaoke with every year. She's here every year. Mm-hmm. Ashley, who has been wonderful helping us get all these interviews and everything done this weekend.
She's great.
I met her, I think, 5 years ago when I first came here, and she's been a part of it every year. And these are volunteers, and if they stick around that long, what is that telling you about the festival right
there?
Well,
they're bringing in amazing talent. You know, we saw some of it on display today. You actually were able to see one of the movies.
Ooh. Yeah, at this point, it's still pretty early for us here. So between the three of us, I'm the only one that's seen a movie yet.
Yes.
Correct.
Suck on that.
Yeah.
Mic drop.
Listen, no. I would rather interview an amazing, talented, triple threat.
Triple
writer,
threat.
Director.
Was this an EGOT winner?
Star. Almost an EGOT. I haven't heard him sing yet. Maybe karaoke. Hopefully a duet.
Saturday.
But it was great.
I really try to be unbiased. I think it shows in the interview how unbiased I am.
He was very not. He was,
I was
very,
not.
Very not.
Well, it's not like
I
it was
might
a political
as well
topic.
Took my shoes off. I got comfy and just listened to this dude talk. It was the coolest experience.
He says listen to this dude talk, but 50% of that conversation was
it was me. It was me.
A solid 50%.
Jeff is, the producer is correcting it to 70%.
Yeah. Oh.
He's going to bring up stats. We have now took on.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Taken?
No. Jeff
it's because we almost hit all those deers last night.
We're not getting into that deer. We have now adopted the Major League Baseball analytics program. So Jeff will be putting up a lot of analytics throughout this program.
Let me find the card inside my hat then so I can get in the right position.
Nope, you're a pitcher.
On the
you can't
field
do that.
Here.
No
the
sports.
Two people that listened to, of the two people that listened to us, one of their distant relatives knows the baseball reference we're making now.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's real statistics.
Yeah.
Stats. Keeping them honest. No, but yeah, I did. Going back, Doubting Thomas was probably the highlight of my day. Meeting that person and hearing the story and understanding it's a true story. It's actually based on a lot of personal facts about a friend of his, I thought was one of the coolest aspects of today. So I was definitely happy to take that away. It was fun. What?
I can do that here because this is with you guys.
Oh, yeah, because it's just with us. Because
yeah.
You know what? We're not famous.
We're not famous.
We're not famous.
Exactly. I can be as comfortable as I want.
Sure.
Which is great.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was cool. I really enjoyed day one. It was some interesting. What was the movie that we talked about with the kid? They could be The Company You Keep. Sorry. The Company You Keep, 8 minutes, mm-hmm. about a murder, interviewing a person that was involved in it was one of the coolest things. Interesting experience. I'm looking forward to the movie, though. Tomorrow's all about movies. So,
well, we got a press junket tomorrow, too. We got to do some interviews. You're like, nah, I'm out. No. I'm out.
I did my one.
I did my one.
You did your two.
Yeah.
One and a half?
Mm.
He did the one he wanted and
I
then
did.
An extra.
Oh. He went that extra mile for Project Nerd.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Man.
I felt like I asked the hard questions.
You did.
I did.
The hardest. Yeah, there you go. There you go. You're welcome.
Well, it's definitely helped you take your steps into filmmaking on your own so you can make this
Absolutely.
Movie. What's the movie going to be called about this young female adolescent?
Going through.
A young adolescent, obviously, redundant.
Just, you know, it's just about me.
About.
It's about me. You know, it's my
you.
Story.
Your story.
It's my story.
As a female adolescent.
It's both a
How
documentary and also a perspective that I feel like everybody should see. Told by me.
A story for the ages.
But you also know I'm acting in it as well. Like, I'm the
masterpiece
star.
Masterpiece already.
I mean, it's perfect.
You're going to win, for this movie alone, you're going to win the EGOT. You're going to win all four awards.
I better have a chain on the next episode.
The big chain, the EGOT chain.
EGOT chain. Cause
you got to get a hold of Tracy Jordan for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be an inspiring movie for all women. I guess.
What's it called?
Already inspiring me.
It's my story.
That's what it's called,
yeah,
my story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
It's the what story? Not going to say that on the microphone. Not going to say it on the microphone.
It's already bad enough that people are like, I think he's actually
We'll make
serious.
That the title
he's,
of the episode.
He's not, guys. He's not being serious.
No, but that's one of the, like...
So a cool thing, we're making that joke, but a cool thing is every year at Tallgrass, there's a theme. And this theme's been, I don't want to say it's hidden, but it's not as prevalent as some in the past because they had a Western theme 1 year. So all the decor was Western and everything. So it's pretty obvious.
Right.
This theme... was more women filmmakers. Many of the movies are women filmmakers outside of documentaries. Documentaries at Tallgrass always kind of run separate. They just have a bunch of documentaries because they love documentaries here too. And as the ones we've talked to already talked about how great they get treated at this one. But the actual narrative movies typically have a theme. And yeah, it's a number of them are from women filmmakers. A number of them are taking that woman perspective from the front. And it's pretty good. The one I saw today, Sadie, was just mind-blowing. I gave it a 5 out of 5 on the voter ballot that I had because it is up for the Stubbornly Independent Award at the end of the weekend. And Pam Grier being one of those women, like, amazing women in film.
Yes.
In film. And like I said, she was here getting an award, too, and they showed, I think, two of her movies. They showed...
So Jackie Brown.
They showed
right?
Jackie
yep.
Brown for,
oh, for sure.
I can't remember what the other one is. If Bob was here, he would be shouting
Absolutely.
It to us right now because I think he saw both yesterday.
Oh, wow.
He got here early enough to make sure he got all that. So he's already written the review for whatever other movie he saw yesterday, too.
Jeez.
When we get back to the hotel and see him again, he's going to be like, yeah, all 8 of my reviews are already written, and I'm about to go watch 3 movies at once somehow. That's what Bob will do. That's how Bob rolls.
Wow, Bob.
Shout out to Bob.
So what was your favorite moment? Like, not a favorite interview, because I'm sure all the interviews were great, and all our children are equal and beautiful. But your favorite moment in, like, one of those interviews? Was there just something that you got told that was just, I'd never expected to hear that, and that was amazing?
Yes.
Or was there something that they just...
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes. When I said that it was myself over there, and it was...
Where were you sitting again?
Over there.
Okay.
Savannah and Sky were sitting here, and I was asking them a question. And I said something about the breeding grounds of magnificence, and Savannah thought that was amazing. She was like, wow, I really like that line, breeding grounds.
And they called that the title of their...
Yeah,
like
of their collaborative, like they would I don't think they were serious, but they
they were going to name
their next collaborative project.
When they show up tomorrow with a contract for you to sign, like, can you sign off on that we can use this now? That's when you know they're serious.
Only if you put me in the film.
Carrie, what about for you?
This whole experience, to me, was the best part. You know, being able to see a platform like this for the people that we actually got a chance to meet, talk to, hear their stories, I think was all the best part. You know, without a film festival like Tallgrass, we wouldn't be here. So I think that's what was cool is how this event is produced.
I love it when you point out the obvious.
Is it? Is it obvious?
Well, we wouldn't be here in Wichita this weekend if there wasn't the film festival.
Believe me, I've had 3 hours of sleep.
I get what you're saying. So, I just wanted to give you a hard time for it.
No, I get that. But yeah, no, I think it'll show in the interviews we conducted, and my specifically with interviewing Will from Doubting Thomas, obviously was my favorite part, and it shows. But being able to have the opportunity to do this is really cool.
Well, you mentioned that's a good point. If when you see the interviews, you'll see the passion in it from these two have been great. I'm so glad y'all both joined us this weekend. It's all on 3 hours of sleep. We got back in the hotel like close to 4 a.m. The alarm started going off at 7 a.m. Carrie started shouting downstairs to us at 7 a.m. about our alarms and how much he hates us.
I was really hoping that Mia would eventually sneeze at some point during this interview so you can realize that I thought a child had died in our hotel room at some point. So, yes, I did wake up a little confused, to say the least.
Or the other highlight of the morning was we're all at breakfast and Jeff gets out of the shower. Nobody's in the hotel room. So Jeff's just circling the building we're in, eating breakfast. Like, what building again is that? What he's on the phone?
Can I ask a serious question, though, about, like, okay. So I hope everybody has done, like, a communal trip with multiple people, okay? Who brings toiletries and then doesn't share them with anybody else?
I don't share them.
You don't bring up, like, if you have communal shampoo, you don't leave
I do
it
leave
in
that. I leave them in the shower.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not at the gym. Like, you're not bringing, like, a little toiletries bag and taking it back out.
No, I have a Tupperware bin.
Okay. I've never seen, like, people not. I go. How do you not, like, just keep your, like, shampoo in there at least?
Why are you so.
Like, soap?
So here's the counter question. Yes. Why are you so worried about somebody's shampoo staying in the shower?
Because I didn't bring it.
Because you didn't bring it. Because you didn't bring it.
Because.
This is hair. This is hair.
They've not seen me without a hat yet until Jeff blasts every bald spot photo.
Well, he just took them. I'm the one who's going to post the behind-the-scenes photos.
Dude, he's got, like, every angle. I thought I had shaved my head perfectly until I saw all of his high-definition photos.
You're like, did I miss a spot? Well, you'll find out when Jeff's photos
correct.
Get released.
Yeah, that's what it looks like without a hat. But, that was very interesting. I'm very thankful that we have not.
That's why I chose to shave my head after we got here, so that everybody knows I choose to shave my head. I'm like, if I show up with the shaved head, everybody.
Dude, you went like interview without the hat again. Like, that's respect.
I took the glasses off. I took the hat. The glasses off because the lights are like reflecting in my eye, and I'm like, I can't see.
I think one of the greatest interviews of the day.
I mean
for sure.
It's because I'm just that good. No, you both get up and walk out like you're done. We're done. We're leaving.
You do
we're taking
one
your
interview.
Car, too.
We've
we're taking your car,
4 hours.
Too.
You did one interview.
I watched a movie, too, and I'll write that review, and it'll be worse than any of Bob's reviews.
You watched a movie?
I watched a movie.
You watched?
Watched.
That must have been. Please tell us how difficult it was to do that, to tackle the idea of sitting in a chair watching.
I went to go and I'm like, I want to sit in this aisle, but there was an old lady at the end of the aisle. So I had to calculate how do I get around to the other side of this aisle so I can sit down. And then I sat down in a chair and it was really uncomfortable.
Are we doing anything productive right now?
Yeah, we're recording I'm Not Famous.
Yeah, no. This is what it is.
Look, nobody's going to watch this anyways. It's I'm Not Famous. So we might as well just talk about whatever. Anyway, so I sit down in the chair and it's super uncomfortable. So I get up and I sit down in the next chair next to it. And so at this point, the old woman right there and then the old guy behind me is probably like, why is this guy just sitting down in chairs and moving down the aisle? And it took me about 3 chairs before I realized all of them are going to be uncomfortable because this building is ancient and beautiful and everything like that. But with all those things comes the original chairs and they're not comfortable anymore. Not after 60, 70, I don't know how old this building is, but we're making up numbers. Not after 274 years, you know. That's the original chairs in there from almost 300 years ago.
Well, they're made out of concrete.
Right. they were
just straight out of limestone.
The Native Americans of Colorado, they molded them and then they built this building around them.
Yes. Colorado, huh?
Of Colorado.
Of Colorado.
Oh, we're in Wichita. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
It would have been
of
even
Colorado,
better.
Colorado, guys.
It would have been even better because Wichita is totally, I just had to say Wichita and it's, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, where does that word come from? But no, I had to go Colorado. We're not even in Colorado right now. All right, so I'm out, guys. I will be back after I take a nap.
Kick rocks. But yeah, what are we talking about? You want to keep
like
it serious.
Like I said.
You want to keep it serious.
She just said we weren't being productive.
Oh.
Not discussing anything productive.
No?
So me watching a movie is not important?
What questions do you want to ask us as the amazing talented talent, I guess, of this entire network of stars?
Wait, we're an entire network of stars?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, she makes up words and they sound great. I try, it doesn't work out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the other, she makes up something and the filmmaker's like, oh, can we borrow that? Carrie says something. We're like, what was that?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
Deers?
I use plural forms of words.
There's about 10 brown bear in that other room. And we almost hit 3 deers on the way here.
We could have hit multiple deers. Yes. Not deer.
We only saw one dead deer on the side of the road.
There was one deer, yes. So I said deer. And then I said there could be more deers. And you all started laughing at me.
Because it's not deer.
I don't think it is. I think it's
deer. Will you sing the Bare Necessities for us, by the way?
I'm saving that for my my duet.
With
who?
Oh, you know who it is.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I just want to say a big shout out to my boy, Will.
Oh.
Is that the filmmaker from?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, Will.
Was it? It's going to be amazing. I have to practice. I will do it in the shower
with no
shampoo.
You guys planning karaoke already?
I didn't get that far. Okay. I didn't want to come on too strong. I did not want to come on too strong.
He put forth a restraining order before I was able to ask that question.
I see. There you go.
Yeah, I came on too strong. I tried. I think it shows in the interview. I think I restrained myself pretty good.
Are you like?
I'm telling you, I might as well have been like sitting crisscross applesauce, as I was told last time.
Because it is Carrie. He's got his legs way up here. It's the only time I get to make fun of somebody shorter than me. It's the only time I get to do it.
Only time.
Only time.
They don't even see me stand up. They don't know how short I am. Perspective.
They haven't seen my head below that, and they haven't seen me stand up.
Don't let that that veil come down, you know? Like, I don't want to, like...
No, you want the veil down.
Either way, it's pretty clear I'm taller than both of you, so...
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you are wearing heels, though.
Yeah,
you
know. Cheated. Okay,
I don't
you
wear
off
heels.
From whatever you were talking about.
What was I talking about?
I don't remember either. You were going to do a duet of the Bare Necessities. Absolutely. With Will.
Yeah. I mean, we're on first name basis.
Basis?
Yeah. I think he called me Jesse at one point, but I went with it.
Is that real, or are you just teasing
no,
right
no,
now?
No, it was.
Like, it was real?
Yeah. I think he called me.
This makes that story that much better.
Yes,
but I did
sure.
Like. I mean, I did introduce myself, and he Carrie. Met a bunch of people, and yeah. He didn't get it. I made sure to correct him.
I love how you're like. I completely understand. He's an important guy. He met a lot of people. Yeah. Somebody that you weren't as excited for, he calls you the wrong name. I don't know why they can't get this. Like, we're in here in a room together. Listen. We're doing this for them, and they can't just remember my name. But Will, it's okay. It's cool. It's okay that he did that.
It's hey, you know,
exceptions to the rules.
He's a good dude. Yeah, no, I will not sing Bare Necessities.
I'm without disappointed.
Him. Well, I know the lyrics and nobody else does.
Dude, you did not sing the right lyrics.
I did.
No, you did not.
It might have had deers in there as well, and you corrected
no,
me on that.
There's no...
I mean, I'm just saying. I believe our audience is going to prove me right, so...
Are they?
Yeah.
They're going to side with you?
Well, they are, because it's his brother and his mother that watch this. That's
oh, okay.
I mean, I do have a talented network of people that only want to see my face. No, nobody's going to pay attention to my face at all.
They're going to be like, wait, Carrie was in that episode?
Yeah.
Wait, Iggy was in that episode?
But it also is Jeff, like, editing this, so I kind of feel like the sneaky Jesus over there is going to cut me out of everything, so it's okay.
We're
going to
take that billboard of sneaky Jesus and put it over your face.
Whoa.
Superimpose it.
We're not saying what it is. Could be anything.
I didn't allude to what it is. I gave a clue. So, could it be a picture on something? Did we make a billboard of it? What happened?
I just feel like that's what's going to be trending after this whole thing.
Hashtag sneaky Jesus.
Hashtag sneaky Jesus.
That's the name of this episode.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Episode 1, sneaky Jesus.
Where are we on time? Cool. Oh, so we got to fill at least 2 more minutes.
Yeah, we got to get serious, though. Mia, I have taken over your entire time.
Yes, you have.
as a person, how would you define your experience today? No,
is you know that wrong? You know that GIF that one with that basketball player.
That GIF.
Yes.
Would you?
Okay.
That GIF.
Woo.
What do you say? Yeah, I say GIF because it's graphic.
It's GIF.
Yeah.
The person exactly. who made the file format calls
you know
it a
what?
GIF.
Okay, so
yes.
like I was saying, you know that one basketball player who's getting interviewed and then they ask him that one question and he's like, and walks off? Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. Specifically right now.
Nice.
Specifically right now.
You don't like us anymore?
Huh? No, I love you guys.
You can be honest about Carrie.
Yeah.
He can't hear you on the microphone.
Oh, he can't?
No, he can't. Okay.
The little ASMR right there.
We're going to release that ASMR video.
I have legitimately been having a really, really good time, and I'm super excited. Once you get the first couple of interviews out of the way, you get more comfortable, but there's still that whole, am I asking the right questions? Am I asking intelligent enough questions or ones that will really make them think or make them feel engaged or cared about? Like, not, I try to shoot, like, I have that 10 basic questions mm-hmm. list, and I've referred to it a couple of times in a couple of instances, but I still want for them to feel like their investment is being put back into them.
Absolutely.
For a limited time only, if you go to projectnerd.com/TFF, you can download the PDF of those 10 basic interview questions. And if you like those, you can buy Mia's book about interviewing for only $19.99.
The penmanship, I have to say, is worth whatever amount of money you want to spend.
Oh, I was giving it away for free. I'm sorry.
Anyways.
I didn't consult with you before. I just gave that
you
away
didn't.
For free.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Now I'm legitimately upset because why wouldn't you consult me with that?
What? We'll edit that out. Like, I turned to the camera and
yes.
I said, you'll see my mouth go free, but then it's that weird, awkward voiceover that goes $19.99 over the top of it.
Four payments of $19.99.
But if you order now, you get two bonus questions.
Yes.
Oh,
no. We've only given away the basic.
I mean,
there's also the advanced interview questions.
There are. And you guys think they're joking, but I legit have the movies listed and then who's attending. And then I have four line spaces between to insert different
How
questions.
How dare you? I did the same thing.
The people who know us are like, no, we believe her because
yeah.
every interview we've seen them do without you,
yeah,
clearly they have not prepped for questions.
No. I was halfway through some of the interviews like, I don't know what this movie's about. I really hope they tell me, because I really don't know.
You were like, man, I wonder what Will's doing right now.
Will, once again, I apologize on behalf of so sorry.
Anyway, so what? We'll finish with this, right? What are you guys looking forward to in day two?
Watching some of the movies that I've been really excited about. Specifically, I didn't get to interview them, but maybe we'll get the chance tomorrow. But A Thousand Girls Like Me.
What's that about?
Wow, on the spot, dude.
Wow.
On the spot.
I mean, you're the one that said you did the prep work.
It's
Do we need
about,
to consult
it's
your notepad?
About a Middle Eastern woman who has children from her father and is getting persecuted for it, even though she's trying to get him to go to jail.
Is it a documentary? Or
it
is
it a documentary.
Oh, wow. So this is real.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, that stuff happens over there. It's crap, and I think it kind of goes like we're talking about with the theme of it too, so it's good to get that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for festivals that are on there with that,
yeah, they don't pack a punch.
Now
these documentaries are not
now I can't say what I was looking forward to. She gets all deep on that.
Yeah.
What were you looking forward to, Iggy?
No,
there's that Mal Wolf documentary coming out. That
no,
Mal
no,
Wolf
we're
documentary
gonna edit around and we're all gonna go first.
Oh, we're gonna go
yeah.
first. And then it goes back to Mia with
yeah.
that. Oh, okay, then you top this. It's okay if it's in that order because
right.
we built up. But no, it's just, she gets, oh, super serious, super real, super something that people probably need to see. And then I'm over here like, that Meow Wolf documentary?
Is that a real word?
Meow Wolf.
Oh, boy.
What about, let's get this tension off me. What about you, Carrie? What movie do you want to see tomorrow?
Yeah, Carrie, what is it? What is it you want to see?
I feel
you
like the
tell
audience
us what you
already knows the answer.
Of course.
Oh, is Will's movie show tomorrow?
It will be
it
show
is.
Tomorrow.
At what
it
time?
Is.
I believe I have a front row seat.
This is gonna be a reserve. This is gonna be tape. It's gonna
I
be.
Really
it's
see
gonna
that
be
one
duct
too,
tape.
I really do. I
really
obviously
do.
On a serious note, like the if you watch the trailer and I really hope everybody does. I think not only what the interview conveyed, but also what the trailer conveys is an interesting take.
Doubting Thomas.
Thomas. It takes on
They're
a
like,
topic
what
that
trailer?
We've done. No, it's out there. I promise.
But they were, because I'm saying that you didn't give the title. We're just talking about wheels. So they're probably what trailer is he talking about?
I figure it's going to be running the entire time on this
video.
Oh,
on the bottom? It's going to be splashing?
Sponsored by Downey Thomas.
It's like,
Recording.
No, it's going to be like right here. It's going to be in this area. It's just a picture of me and Will the entire time.
Did you take the post picture afterwards with your, like, you guys standing next to each other?
But I didn't want to. See, I told you. I didn't come on too aggressive.
Which he's a good friend of mine now, and he supports Project Nerd, Mark Covino. And we showed up the 1 year, and I'm like, wait, Mark Covino, who did a band called Death, is here? And I totally fanboyed out like you, because I already owned the movie at that point by the time it was showing in the film festival. And I was asking a question. I was like, dude, I need to take a photo with you. And then luckily, we became Facebook friends, and then I felt less awkward about it. I'm like, oh, thanks for sending me a friend request. You probably just want to do it because I already tagged you on my profile picture.
Yeah, I think that and probably the special guest, possibly from Parks and Recreation, might be joining.
So is it possibly the special guest from Parks and Recreation, or is it the special guest that might be from Parks and Recreation? Because the way you worded that, it sounds like you
guest
got
two stars in Parks and Recreation may be interviewed here.
I didn't know. Like,
well, so professional. That's what I said.
All right. We're closing. That's from Tallgrass Film Festival. We need to get to the lounge. We need to hang out.
Yes.
We need to have a good time.
I need alcohol.
Please.
As part of this, we may do another episode from here. So if you see another episode with this setting, obviously it's from Tallgrass Film Festival. If you don't, the future episodes will be from edit venue here. Okay. All right.
I'll be wearing the same purple shirt just for continuity's sake.
With that, that's it. No, that's the only shirt he owns. So with that... Okay, I just tested this time because I said with that three times and then something else came out. So with that one, we're closing out for another episode of I'm Not Famous. From Mia, Carrie, and myself, Iggy, we'll catch you next time.
Credits.
Do you need your silence?
Okay, that part's going post-credits. Alright.
Brian, don't edit it out, okay? That was really great.
No, we need it to, I say, you need your silence, then it drops to the black, like, outro, and then it comes back to Carrie going...
Just coughing out his lung for no reason.
Are you okay?
This is why you subscribe to our Patreon next year, because this is the B-roll footage you get.
B-roll footage? Not gonna be held back by the Rangers.